All right, AM 1230 WJOB here on Thursday, April 26, 2012. My honor to bring in writer, researcher, and advocate for veterans issues, William Panzarella. He is the author of American Horse, which tells the story of the greatest generation and the struggles of World War II veteran to grapple with confliction, grief, and regret. But William and I want to talk today about this increasing number of female veterans who are finding themselves homeless. And right now, let's welcome in William Panzarella. William, welcome to the WJOB Airwaves and the Stew for Lunch audience.
Oh, thank you for having me.
William, you've been writing about World War II veterans. You see that going on. And obviously, as military has gone, we see more females enlisted. But with that, we're seeing an increase in the homelessness of veterans of our wars. What's going on with that?
Yes, really, it's an epidemic that most people don't know about. But first, I'd like to say that even though in American Horse, I really talk about World War II, and we know that women were not allowed to serve in World War II, they still played an imperative role. You know, we would have never been able to win the war without all the women who went to work in factories building all the ships and planes and tanks, and also all the women nurses and MASH units that saved countless soldiers' lives.
Well, and a lot of women, too, served their country at home more so. I mean, obviously, Rosie the Riveter, all those great art, I mean, goes on and on from there as well.
Well, I mean, as far as the homeless epidemic, the population of female veterans without permanent shelter has more than doubled in the last 6 years. Estimated that there are currently 13,000 homeless female veterans. And we have to know that female veterans make up 8% of all veterans, or 1.8 million. That's a large number.
That's, I mean, 13,000, it's estimated 13,000 veterans. I mean, they're just women veterans. I mean, that doesn't even count how many veterans themselves, the number is even higher, that are homeless. Is it up to the government to provide for these veterans? I mean, here are these soldiers risking their lives, and they're coming home and not finding homes.
Agreed. And a lot of it is on the government, specifically with women. They find specific problems. For instance, the VA Inspector General reported that nearly a third of the 26 facilities housing facilities they reviewed didn't have adequate safety precautions. So most of the housing facilities are really built for men. So that's something the government can directly do. They can directly, you know, make more housing. But there is also, it falls on the private sector. There are some great foundations out there. Final Salute, Inc. is actually a foundation that was started by a female veteran and cancer survivor, and their mission is to help find adequate housing for a female veteran.
Now, a lot of these women, I don't know if it's a myth or a traditional thought that a lot of the homeless and their veterans, that there's mental issues with them, that either got post-traumatic stress from the war or et cetera. But a lot of these times, they're just bad circumstances. Like you said, there's no homes for these women actually to find themselves in.
Correct. And a lot of these women have, you know, a good portion of them have small children, and the housing isn't adequate, not only for the women, but also the small children. And as you brought up post-traumatic stress disorder, it's kind of been a double-edged sword where it's good that we've learned about it. I mean, you talk about World War II, people didn't even really know about it. So it's very good that it's been brought to the forefront. However, the other side of that is some employers, you know, see PTSD and they get worried, but they really, you know, shouldn't be. PTSD is treatable, and not everyone has PTSD, certainly.
We've got these soldiers coming over from war. We're talking to William Panzarella about the epidemic that's happening in our country with the rise in the number of female veterans who find themselves homeless. Why is adjusting life at home so difficult?
Well, I mean, especially in those that have fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, hard to believe, but we've been in Afghanistan for over 10 years now, and some of these brave men and women have been asked to do 4, 5, even more tours, and also the time in between tours they're seeing is reducing. So they've been over there for years, and when they come back home, you have to remember, too, just the general economic recession we're in. We're really still not growth, so a lot of them also having problem finding jobs just because of the general economic conditions.
I mean, is it going into a mental state of, and not have anything to do with mental sickness, but just I would assume if I'm every, you know, coming home all for a while, I'm always constantly thinking, well, there's no real reason to settle down because I might get called back. Or so you might have this constant thought process that you don't ever really want to settle.
Well, that's true, too. And hopefully now that will abate somewhat with us drawing down in Afghanistan. And hopefully we won't have to send any more men and women overseas. So hopefully that part of it will abate where stability will start to settle in with these veterans.
We're talking about the private sector helping out. Obviously, there's some of the foundation that are out there. But what, as you know, John and Joan Public, what can we do as an individual to help honor their service?
Well, several things. One is just symbolic. You know, thanking a veteran. Here in New York, it's appalling that the mayor has not yet had a parade down the Canyon of Heroes for everyone that has return from Iraq, and we're trying to get them to do that. But just thanking veterans, going up to them and thanking them for the service, and you do see that a lot. You see that especially in airports. And also a donation. There's great foundations. I talked about Final Salute, Inc., also the Fallen Heroes Fund.
Why has that changed? You know, because you wrote this book about World War II. You look after World War II. You mentioned New York. I mean, Time Magazine, that picture, right? The
right.
Famous picture, the Navy man with his girl kissing and hugging, all excited. Everyone was so supportive of our troops. It seems that, you know, post-Korea, and mostly specifically since Vietnam, we almost put shame on soldiers. It's like soldiers are looked down upon as opposed to being heroes, which they are.
Well, they certainly are. I will say, though, that thank God we have learned from society from Vietnam. Even though, you know, there may not be the same reverence that we held World War II veterans to be, unfortunately, when you saw veterans come back from Vietnam, I mean, they were spit on, called baby killers. Thank God we do not see that now. I think, by and large, the majority of Americans do support the troops, regardless of, you know, how they feel about us still being in Afghanistan.
I just look at, as a 37-year-old, I'm looking at it in terms of people that I went to high school with, or even, you know, say in that 5 to 10 years difference between ages, you know, through growing up in my town, that I look at the people that go into service, and it seems that it's a culture or economic people that are maybe more disadvantaged around. I had the fortune to go into a school system that maybe had more money, I guess would be the term. And it seems that all these troops now are trying to be, you know, they go, it seems like there's an increase in recruiting in the inner city, and I don't know if there's some kind of looking down on society, on some of those people that maybe they're, oh, those guys don't have the money to go to college, or they're too dumb to get out of college, and so their only choice is the military. Do you see that across the country at all?
I mean, like I said, I think now, by and large, Americans support the troops. I will say what's different about these two wars have been, in previous wars, it's been the very young, you
mm-hmm.
know, 18, 19, 20 that have gone off to combat. But now you're seeing a lot more little older people, you know, that have families, you know, and homes, and they, you know, leave that all behind to serve their country.
Yeah, and then, yeah, right, and then that's the situation, too, of, you know, coming home from you're sitting there serving your country, and meanwhile, you're not watching your kid get raised, or your son or daughter being raised by a single mother, or never, and not even knowing their father, so that's something else, or even some mothers who are in service, they get pregnant, and you know what, okay, cool, you had a baby, but you're still got to serve. And they're away from their children sometime, correct?
Right. It's a complete hardship, not only on those that serve, but their families as well. And, you know, we talk about the private sector, but really the government could do more as well. I mean, don't forget, we're talking now about a proposed $500 billion in military budget cuts. At the same time, we're talking about so many homeless veterans. I mean,
yeah.
People think, you know, they see military cuts and they think, oh, less aircraft carriers, less planes. But it's really more than that. And just like another statistic, even though there's military spending proposed cuts, the VA has called for $300 million in grants and technical assistance to community nonprofits to help veterans stay in their homes, which is great. But in comparison, take that to the government gave out over $600 billion to Wall Street in bailouts. I mean, there's, you know, a disconnect.
William Panzarella is our guest here on The Stew for Lunch. William, I'm going to bring a phone call on, if that's okay.
Certainly.
All right. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for holding. You're on with William Panzarella on Stew for Lunch.
You know, we've had numerous closed bases in past years. Why can't we retrofit one of these bases to be a transition center for when they get out of duty, they can come back. If they have nowhere to go, they can go there, get their life together, and figure out what they're going to do.
Thanks for your call. What do you think, William? Taking some of these bases that they're closing up, turn them into transition centers.
I think that's a great idea. Unfortunately, it goes back to the spending cuts. Even though the bases may not be, you know, as expensive to run for military as it would be for other programs, the government still has to pay to staff those bases. And I think that's an excellent idea, but again, we're looking at budget cuts.
And then, yeah, you're right, because you think about the budget cuts, and the first thing that people come to mind, I know first thought came to my mind, you know, right, about the, oh, okay, we're not sending all the troops, you know, the transportation really is what I'm thinking of, sending the troops over, because I know I'm, you know, born at night but not last night, that they're not going to stop making their bombs and their
right.
planes, because that's big business for not only the government but also the private sector, the, you know, the Lockheed Martins and all them. So those guys aren't going to stop making their money. So they're going to keep those, and what's going to happen is they're going to reduce the number down and for the soldiers and all that stuff. William Panzarella, where can people get more information about yourself?
You go to my website. It's William Panzarella, PanzarellaE.com, and that'll tell you where to buy the books and more information about myself.
There you go. And William Panzarella, thank you so much. And, you know, we here on the WJLB radio station, we have a program Friday mornings. It's called Veteran Views. It's a bunch of veterans from Vietnam and Korean War. They get together and they bring up all this stuff about, you know, where they can help. They honor the soldiers. We just lost a gentleman a few weeks ago here from Dyer, Indiana. And it's he was on his I think his third or fourth tour over there, so we definitely have it hit home every day. And I think people like you that can help raise this awareness, and where we can help the soldiers out there, especially, I mean, they're serving their country, for us to be able to have this conversation, to have our websites and stuff like that.
Exactly.
It's huge.
I mean, God bless
them. Well, William, thank you so much, and it was great talking to you. Have a great day, my friend.
You too. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. That was William Panzarella on the Stew for Lunch radio program.